favor? That's ratified, the deal. It's a deal. You know, we're always pleased to have visitors from the East, and I hope that we see Sister Byers out here a little bit more. Whenever we get somebody from Ottawa that comes out to Vancouver, it's almost obligatory to talk about the weather. You know, we always mention our weather to people from back East, and I just wanted to make the following observation on the weather. I think today was really a good day for workers. The temperature was about right, but it was a little hot for Liberals. What do you think? That was our weather today. You know, sisters and brothers, we've been extremely well served in the last while by a small band of sisters who have been fighting an incredible fight. I'm sure you've been following with me on the news media, the work that's been done by sisters Joy McPhail and Jenny Kwan in the legislature. It's been incredible. I don't know about you, but I wake up in the middle of the night and I have a cold sweat thinking of myself like, you know, like me and somebody else and all of them out there kind of like against you. It's a pretty tough position to be in, and it's just been incredible, the valiant struggle that's been waged there. They've been joined in that by Sister Libby Davies on the federal front. And our next speaker, who is the new leader of the New Democratic Party, and she's been doing an incredible job too. We are also impressed, Sister Carol James. Carol James.
And I'm just going to take 2 minutes of your time, but I wanted to say how honored I am to be here with you on May Day. And we were reminded so well by Barb when she talked about how easy it is to lose the gains that you've worked for and that people in the labor movement have worked for decades in our country. And we're seeing that right now in the province of British Columbia. We've gone back in time in many ways. And there's a long list, and I won't go into it because you know it well. But if we take a look at the fact that we have a $6 training wage in our province, that 12-year-olds are allowed to work in British Columbia without any kind of permits, when we take a look at the health and safety standards that are being eroded, the WCB changes, the Labor Board changes, the Liberal government has taken us back in time. But what we saw today, and what we've seen with our sisters and brothers at HEU, and what we've seen with all of you in this room, is that the tide has changed. And in 381 days, we are going to send a very clear message to Gordon Campbell and the Liberals, and bring back good, compassionate government to British Columbia once again. Has a very deliberate plan. And they started off at the beginning of their mandate by starting to take away resources from our public services. Whether it's health care, whether it's education, they started starving our systems of resources. And the second thing that was so despicable that we've seen from the Liberal government is they then started pointing the finger at the workers and saying it's the workers' fault that the system isn't working. And their third step, and again we've started to see it in healthcare, is they're then saying, the system isn't working, so I guess we'll have to privatize. And once again, I want you to know that New Democrats are going to stand strong and work with you to ensure that we remind people that a government's role is to invest in public health care and public education, and the resources of British Columbia belong to British Columbians and will not be sold off. Somebody described the rally today with tingles down their backbone, and I think many of us felt that. People have talked about the fact that it felt like the old days in many ways, and I spent my childhood, you should know, on protest lines and picket lines. My mother was served with an injunction during the last solidarity movement, so it's very familiar to me to be out there, and it was wonderful to see the energy. And I want to close off by saying thank you to all of you, because it's been a tough 3 years. for the labor movement in British Columbia. And people have felt very discouraged. This government has attacked the same groups and same organizations over and over and over again. They've tried to divide people off. They've tried to pit union against union, organization against organization, in a very deliberate move. And what we started to see, and the shift started happening a few months ago, is that the people of British Columbia are not going to let the Liberal government silence us. We are not going to let them beat us down. We are going to stand strong. We are going to stand together. And I owe a huge vote of thanks to all of you for carrying that movement on for the last 3 years. And as I said, I look forward to working with you as we go forward in 381 days and come back together again for one hell of a party when we say goodbye to Gordon Campbell and the Liberals.